What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos. And welcome to all those who have been holidaying and now the reality of going back to work is dawning upon you. This is good laughter. Not laughing at you. I'm laughing for you, by you, to you, for you. Good morning. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. And of course, as usual, this is Lagos's best conversation. Argue with yourself. Anyway, from now till 12 o'clock, it promises to be a very interesting time. None of this, not a second, not a minute, not even an hour is going to be wasted because every bit of it is going to be fun and worth your while. As usual, from now till 12, we start off with our sounding off on issues, whether they be social, economic, political, and otherwise. Yes, we talk about these issues only. We sound off on it. We get it off our chest. We get it off your chest for you, on your behalf. Most importantly, the most, if not the most serious part of this show. And then right after that, we go into the musings for the day where we get to muse about certain issues, something that's very relatable for you. And I'm sure today you might have something to say about what we're musing on this morning as we start off the new year, 2023. So it's still fresh. We can still say Happy New Year till this week is over, Abby. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, we will go into the final conversations on the last lap on the show this morning. And of course, that's what the show is going to look like. As usual, two straight hours of non-stop entertainment talk and the best conversation. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. Once again, welcome to What's Up Lagos?
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3, Nigeria in
bulk. Keep it date.
And it's time for Sound Off. So what I want to sound off on this morning is... It's something that has happened in the Ajire police station here in Ajah, Lagos. So apparently, the Lagos State Police Commissioner, Abiodun Alabi, has ordered the redeployment of officers attached to the Ajire station in Ajah area of the state. Now, the chief of police there also ordered that shanties located around the Ajah Police Division be removed. The Lagos police spokesperson, Benjamin Hundain, disclosed this development while responding to inquiry because people have been asking questions. Why are you redeploying these men? These are accomplices of a man who shot dead in cold blood, a lawyer, barrister in this country. And then, of course, another man who left his house because of how bad the country is, going to buy fuel so he can fuel his generator because you know what? You're paying monies to get light, but then you don't get light. You know, we don't have electricity. It comes and goes at will. And look, for a country that's how many 60 plus years independence, we're still yet to crack, you know, the issue of power supply. It bits me. And so this man goes to buy fuel and guess what? He's shot dead. He doesn't go home. And on Christmas Day, you take another life. But then the response you give us is that you repost and reshuffle. But let's listen to what, Mr. Hundain had to say, and then I'll come and sound off on it.
This was taken in order to improve professionalism because of the complaints that
many of these officers have overstayed there and that they had already formed a kind of bond with some of the bad boys in the area. And so this transfer is something that we'll do to ensure that we shore up professionalism. And if the need arises, other measures will be taken in addition to the transfer.
Beautiful, Mr. Hunde. So you're telling me that these transfers will shore up professionalism. What was professionalism when those two people were killed, especially the woman who was killed with two babies in her stomach? I'm curious. All the shuffles and reshuffling that the police has done, whether it be in Lagos and anywhere around the country, how has it shored up professionalism? What was professionalism when a drunk police officer wearing flip-flops pulled a gun at me? So I'm just wondering, because we make these excuses because we want to, I mean, I'm just curious, are we trying to pull the shits, you know, over the eyes of the average Nigerian? Because you see, the truth is justice has to be served one way or the other. And if it's not served, then we'll continue to have these kinds of cases repeating themselves. But should the police not be weeding out these bad guys as opposed to trying to, you know, find a way around it? Because really, I ask myself every single time I hear stuff like this, are we really ready to change things in this country? Or are we just okay with the thing, way things are? Because you see, we all, one way or the other, benefit from it. I've heard people say, oh, he's a family man. He has family. He has a family. He has children. Hey, what about the woman that was killed? Did she not have family? Was her family not in the car when they saw her being shot at, gasping for breath? Because you see, we try to humanize these issues and try to give it a human face. But do you have a human face when you're pulling a gun at a person because you just don't want the person to walk away without giving you 100 naira or 200 naira? I mean, it's despicable. I don't understand this thing that Mr. Hundeyi said. What are you shoring up? Professionalism should be part of what keeps these police officers off the streets. And if they must be there, they must be very professional. Pulling a gun as a human being who is unarmed and has not done anything to you is unprofessional. So please help me understand the professionalism that cost many youths to stream into the streets of Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, and several other states in the country for NSARS. This is why they did it. So I'm asking you guys, this reshuffling, what does it change? Because if you ask me, I think that most of those policemen who are on duty with that man who shot dead that lady and the other guy, they should also get some form of discipline. And that discipline is not reshuffling people around police stations because you think that they've gotten so used to the bad guys. Oh, wow. Very convenient excuse, Mr. Hunday. But you know what? Justice has to be served. And that's Sound Off. Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 19 minutes going past the 10 o'clock hour. It's time for us to muse this morning. I'm Mary Anacon and I have Info Girl Wing. She's more like my wingman this morning. I got no wings, but I got some wing guy in the studio. Happy New Year. I haven't seen
Happy
you this year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Last time I saw you was last year.
Don't do that.
Oh my God.
Please do not do that.
It.
Please.
Like, yeah, but because I haven't seen you this year. The last time we saw it was 2022.
Come on. Have you seen that animation on social media training where that guy comes and says, I haven't seen you this year. And you guys are like, but I saw you yesterday.
But that was new. You guys giving me a slap.
I mean, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. I haven't seen you in...
You haven't seen me. You didn't see
I saw
me
you
during
last
the weekend.
Nah.
And that was just last
That's
week.
That's last year.
Maria, don't do this thing, I beg.
What are you talking about?
Happy New Year, happy new week.
Anyway, let's muse this morning. I love my musings. Okay, so this morning I want to ask a very, very interesting question. When you relocate to a new area, you see where I'm going to? You see where I'm going to?
I have no seat here though.
I asked you a question this morning. Do you remember?
Yeah.
See, so when you relocate to a new place.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You
okay.
Get it now.
Yeah,
huh?
I do.
When you relocate to a new area, what's the first thing you look out for? Because you see, I've moved around a bit, you know. My father used to be posted to a lot of places. Not too many places, but a few places. So I have moved maybe two or three times. And the other times I had to stay with my grandmother. But I have moved around. So, but maybe as a kid, there are lots of things you don't take, you know, into consideration. But as an adult, when you do move to a place, what are the first things that you look out for? especially for you.
Mm.
If you move from this place to this place, there must have been a reason that you moved to that place. But what are you looking out for? First things first.
First things first, it has to be your priority of moving. Is it because you want to cover some distance to maybe your workplace, or maybe you want to change environment, maybe you don't like the people there or something?
Okay.
Because that actually happens, you know.
Okay.
But for me, I think firstly it has to be distance from there to my workplace. Firstly.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and then the area. The
okay, so
there.
But now we're looking at the area. What are you looking out for in that area?
The people.
How do you know the people? Because, you know, live there for a while and you not know some of the people.
I mean, when you come to a place, you could just tell the kind of people that stay there. You could tell if they have area boys, like louts. You don't want to be exposed to things like that. You're not certain if it's going
to
be
safe for you. So you're saying security and safety.
Yeah, security and safety.
Well, Lagos, let's talk this morning. We move from place to place, especially when you say, I want to relocate. I want to move from year to year. What is the first thing you look out for in those areas that you move to? Well, my info girl says it's safety, security. But that's like the first thing you consider when you're moving, before you even move to the place. So when you do move to that place, what are you looking out for? I'll tell you what. Where's the closest place? The Fire Cara by the junction. Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3 with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. What is the first thing you look out for when you move to a new area? For some people, they're looking out for the closest place to buy akara, because when they go for jogging, after
for
that, they want to
you.
Eat akara and akamu. Yeah. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos.
WhatsApp Lagos.
WhatsApp.
Good morning, my dear. Lovely special.
Hey, Azubike.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Well, I guess in the studio there. Good morning to you also. And happy New Year to
happy
you.
Happy New Year to you too.
Okay, coming to the question that you will throw on air this morning. For me, first of all, I will first of all look about how the environment of that place is, whether the environment is very, very secure or not secure.
But is that not what you consider before you even pay the rent to move into that place? Is that not the first thing?
Before I even pay myself, I will stroll around that area first and to know how secure that place is. So if that place is not more secured, maybe I can be able to relocate to another side. But if that place is very, very secured, that area boys and whatever could not be able to disturb me, I can be able to pay it, to pay the house rent there.
But then when you move to the place, what's the first thing you're looking
when
for?
When I move to the place now, what I will try to do is to just study the people that is there first. When I study them, then I will now know the kind of hand that I will bring.
The kind of hand that you bring. Okay.
Before I can be able to be having conversation with them. That's the most important thing that I can be able to do.
Okay.
I cannot just go there and jump them on top without not monitoring them. If I am not monitoring them, maybe I will become a compound mogul.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Azubike. So he just compound mogul learned something new today.
Yeah, that's something new.
But interestingly, we're asking people this morning, when — I'm not saying before you move, I'm saying when you do move or relocate to a new place, what do you look out for first? I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna look for
akara. That's what you said.
Again, I'm also looking at the easiest way to get out of, you know, where I live, you know, how transportation, how maybe cars can come in and out. The closest place where I can find a supermarket or a shop where I can buy groceries, so I don't have to walk a distance and all of that. But we'll be right back after this break. We're still talking and musing on What's Up Lagos. Lagos, I'll take you to Lagos. Hi, still what's up, Lagos? 32 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour. This is where Lagos's best conversation resides. I'm Mary Anacon, and we are musing this morning. And I did ask, okay, as we start off the year, you know, when the year ends and another year begins, people move places, they move, they change jobs, you know. So when you move to or relocate to a new area, what is the first thing that you look out for? It could be more than one, but what's the first thing that you look out for? We got messages. Let's look at those messages, and then we'll go to the phone lines.
Okay, Eben Praise from Unilag says, what's up, Lagos? Otutuoma, happy new year to both of you once again.
Same to you.
My consideration for accommodation is electricity, precisely prepaid meter, because I don't want to pay Mugu bill. Water supply, security in the compound. Then when I get in, I start asking questions about proximity of my place to the market. Also for opportunities to do business and make money, even if I'm a salary. I need extra income, just to name a few. And then secondly, he says, you promised to call me since last year, almost 3 to 4 months now, on the Sakpa stove. Should I just forget about it?
So I think, Ben, that is mostly a Jumia thing. So Jumia was supposed to reach out to you, not a Nigeria Info thing. Okay, so we gave your contacts to them, and that's out of my hand, okay?
This one says, for the first thing I look out for is if that area used to have transformer problems, because now one chance be that too. In fact, before I move to any new area, I always do a research about that area. I go there physically first before moving.
Okay.
This one says it looks out for steady electricity supply. Or Miami. That's what he says. Hmm. What she says. Yeah.
But, I'm just like I said to the first caller, I didn't say before you move to a place. I said when you move to the place, that's you have moved in. Because you see, before you pick a place to live, you're considering electricity supply, you're looking at the road network, especially when it rains. So you want to go there when it's raining, so you know whether or not, okay, no, you're going to use the go work, you understand me?
Or you have to disappear.
Or, exactly. You know, if they're going to have transformer issues, like one of you said, if you have to buy an inverter, you know, to have backup supply, you consider all of those things. You look at the water supply, you know, and all that. But when you have now moved in, because you have now paid for the house, you've moved into the area. When you move in, what are you looking out for? What's the first thing? I said when, not before.
Not before, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
No,
we want to discuss it. So join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. And of course, you can tweet at Nigeria Info. Make sure that you use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. You can send us a WhatsApp message and we'll be very glad to hear from you. All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Chest alive. Good morning.
I'm calling from Maguru. My name's Alucky Lola.
Hey, Lucky, you have many names. Your names are okay. Lucky,
it's not even complete. Too. I just took the two.
Okay, that's well done. Fine. Well done. All right. So, what do you look out for when you move to a place? What's the first thing you're looking
out
for?
Before I got married, the first thing I look out for was the best buka around that place.
Hey, Ogbeni.
Mama Putna. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
be
it.
Be willing to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, the spirit, you know, will be willing to cook, but the body sometimes, you know, weak.
It's okay.
Jonathan,
we're not going to judge you. It's okay.
Secondly, shortcut in and out of that.
Go wrong. Yeah. Hey, you know what's up. You know what's up.
Police then come with their wallah. Jonathan.
I don't understand.
You're here to enter.
Police is my friend. I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't know.
Third one, I won't be able to tell you that one.
Okay, don't tell me. Goodbye.
I'm an Edda in my church.
Oh,
and, you know, members are listening.
Edda. Fake Edda. Fake. Lucky. But you see, Cora is very important. I'm not even going to lie. Cora is important. It's importanta.
Very,
if
very
there's any such thing.
No, I think about it.
Yeah, because you need like short cords. Because sometimes there might be traffic in this side. You want to use Cora. You need it. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home? Okay. You know I can hear you breathing, right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What did you shop this morning?
Oh boy, I shot everything this morning.
No wonder.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Very calling from Ikorodu, Lagos.
All right. So what's the first thing you look out for when you move to a place?
The first thing I look out for is a football field where I can play.
Sport lover.
And another thing I look for is a view center close by so that in case the Champions League matches at night, I can just go then after the match come out.
That's very good. I didn't even think about that.
I'm actually a first time caller.
Thank you for calling, Eric. Have a lovely, lovely day. All right. Lovely. So you have to look for where you can watch in case you don't have DSTV. All of us. Sometimes you do have DSTV, but it's a bit, I'm not even going to lie, it's boring to watch football alone.
I'm telling you.
Even if you have to watch with a little baby. So when you scream, the baby is screaming too.
We have a very interesting message here, Marianne. This person says, what's up, Lagos? This is Gideon from Lagos. When I move to a new location, I look out for nosy and troublesome neighbors and know how to relate with them. Okay. I also establish good rapport with people that can be of help to me on the long and short run. I do enjoy your show. What's InfoGirl's social media handle? Stretch to the stretch. Leave with me some more.
No, stretch is on holiday. Well, girl, you got a new lover.
Okay. Okay, I'll get back to you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. How you there? Okay, call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
That's good.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Aja.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your name
is?
Well,
I'm not a Nigerian.
Oh, you're Liberian. Oh, my Liberian friend. How are you?
Yes. Thank God you heard my voice. However,
you know,
when I leave Lagos, this is the only sound I'm going to listen to.
Oh, thank you.
I really love this music, man. That's good.
It's music by Jamie
I'm
Black.
In the area, I always check out for security. I'm very security minded, you know.
It's very important.
And I love football a lot. I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh, my fellow Arsenal fan. Take your own. What's up, Lagos? Thank you very much for calling. Arsenal fans are the best.
I'm telling you.
I'm one Hulk of Transformer. Them, so. I'm not. Don't at me, please. Anyway, we're still taking your thoughts. If you do move or relocate to a new area, what are the first things that you're looking out for? Or the first thing that you look out for? Me, I'm looking for where they are firing a car in the morning. You know, early morning a car. So I can just eat it with a car after I go for jogging or hez his eyes. You know what I mean? Yes. That's the only street food I eat.
Someone that is even doing exercise. Someone that is working on a body looking
Excuse
for
me,
a car.
Look at my body. Good, you see, I'm sculpted, sculpted.
Do you know you can be more sculpted?
Baby, I'm sculpted enough.
Okay. No problem.
You need to look at me. Take a look at me, please. Do you want me to spin for you, baby?
You can spin, baby. I'm telling you, you can be better than that. If you can just stop.
I'm walking towards you. Why are you just putting my leg to the fire this morning? Akara is life, man.
Yourself
I don't even want to know how much calories. Excuse me.
You don't like vegetables?
Auntie, squeeze me. I eat it with akama and then I go to sleep. Hello, beautiful baby.
Hey.
All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, to life. Good morning.
Good morning, ma. Happy New Year to you all in the
same
studio.
To you.
Fans out there.
Oh, good morning and Happy New Year to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Esther. I'm calling from Ikotu. I'm calling to remind you of my 5K from last week.
Esther. Are you sure?
Yes, auntie.
Esther, we asked you to send your bank details.
But I did.
And I said send it again, and you didn't. Okay, I'm going to say this one time. If you don't send it today, please don't call me again.
Already. Take your WhatsApp message right
send
now.
Send it now. Okay, because I said it that day. If
What's
you don't
name?
Send
Esther,
it on
what
time.
What is your name?
Esther. I think it's Esther Okon or something. But then I did say last week, if you don't send your account details, don't keep calling the show to say, I'm not seeing my money. You're told to do something. Please do it at the time that you're told to do it. So, Esther, we've seen it. We've seen your contact and your details. We're going to make sure that we get the money across to you, okay? Okay, Esther, yes, we've seen it. All right, we have just about 9 minutes on the clock to take more of your thoughts and your comments. Don't forget, you can join us via Twitter. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We want to hear from you. If you do move to a new place, a new area, what exactly are you looking out for? Are you looking out for, like me, where you can find quick street food? You see, I can't be posh, but I like local roadside food.
If bread.
Whatever that means. Oh, you're looking for a football field, like some people have said. Some people are looking for where they can watch Premier League or whatever. But what are you looking out for? Some people look out for Koro, the shortest cut. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call us back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, join the conversation. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We would love to hear from you. And, of course, don't forget, I'm not saying before. I'm saying when. Because a lot of people are saying, oh, I want to see the security. Mm-mm. Those are the things you consider. Before, I mean, if I were going to a real estate agent, the first thing I would, you know, be asking is, what's the safety in the area like? Mm-hmm. Do they have, like, police post around there? If something were to happen, can we get quick response from the police? Do they have, you know, now, I mean, in Lagos now, everybody is like their own police. So you have like security men, paid security men, you know, to guard gates.
Vigilantes.
So it's not gated estates. But so those are things you consider before. But then when you have paid for the house and you moved in, what's the first thing you're looking out for? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Give me the What's Up Lagos. Go, go, go.
Yeah, this is Shegun.
Give me What's Up Lagos, Shegun. Quick.
What's up, Lagos? Okay.
Yeah. The first thing I will look out for, you know, I will look out for, it might be funny, but that's true. I look out for the finest girl around the area.
Wow. Just wow.
I want to call you one name, but I can't call you on the radio. Well done, sir. Yes, well done. You are doing a good job, sir.
The finest girl in the area.
Exactly.
So because that's what you went there for.
The finest girl I got. You said if I'm moving.
Is that your primary assignment, sir?
Can we ask the reason why you look for the finest girl?
That might be.
Ah, so that's your primary assignment when you move to a new place. Ah,
that's what I look for.
This is where we choose, sir.
That's what I look out for.
And see, you say, oh, yeah. That's what I look out for. That's the only thing. Is that your primary assignment on this head? Is that your primary assignment? I wanna has you.
Maria, how you said, oh yeah, it's like that period.
You know, that was like period. Like, I'm there for the girls, but for the girls.
You just get there and you're like, sir, who's the hottest girl?
Wait, if I'm right,
when I say Anna, I'll get ready to work for her.
You're not going to see me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can.
Oh,
all right. This is so funny.
Oye says that he looks out for filling station nearby and a POS point.
Because the guy knows what he's looking for.
Though, I mean,
yes. It's very important. It's also very important because you might be, you know, cash trapped and you need money like immediately. Mm-hmm. God bless all the POS stands everywhere. I've never used one, but I mean, God bless you all because you guys meet needs. You meet a lot of needs. It's very important. All right. We got 5 more minutes on the clock. We're talking, if you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anacone. Info Girl is here with me. We're asking, when you do move to a new place or relocate to a new area, what are the first things that you're looking out for? Or maybe one thing that you look out for first before, you know, you begin to, for the use of want of a better word, acclimatize with the area. What is the first thing you look out for? Some people look out for Koro. Some people look out for
Buka.
Auntie that is selling Akara. Buka.
Don't be saying some people Iyabasira.
They're looking for Iyabasira. So the people are looking for where they can go and check their winnings. It has to be close, you know. It has
very
to be close.
Because sometimes the spirit can come upon you, and then you quickly run.
Some people are looking for where they can watch football, you know, and some people are looking for a field, an open field, so they can also join, you know, the teams or the guys who play football in the area. So, what we want to hear from you before we go for this quick break: 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993, or If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos at Nigeria Info on Twitter. And of course, don't forget that if you don't use that hashtag, we no go see you. We no go see. Ken here says the first thing I will look out for is the Aboki shop around, just in case. You know, in case they want to do noodles.
Oh, the supermarket.
You know, with egg. Hey, good.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought we were talking about the Aboki kiosk.
No, no.
Okay.
It might be one of that. It might be the Aboki that
does,
you know, Indomie. Oh, sorry. Noodles with egg. Or it can be the Aboki that sells everything. Because you see, those guys are very, very handy.
Important. Oh.
Look, anything you want, super glue, toothpaste, they always have it. But I always really worry about the expiry dates on those things. I'm crazy like that.
Okay,
let's take a call from a lady. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yay!
Good morning and happy new year.
Same to you, Marianne, and the Info Girl.
Okay.
And all the crew at Nigerian Info.
Thank you very much.
It's,
what's your name? Where
pleasure,
are you calling from?
My name is Mayen.
Mayen! Oh, that's a really cute Calabar name.
Yeah. I'm calling from Okota.
Okay, Mayen. So what's the first thing you looked out for when you moved into Okota?
Water.
Ah.
Clean water. Because I can't do without water to wash, to bathe. I need my environment clean at all times. So the first thing I look for is water, then security.
But isn't that what you're supposed to look
for? Those are things you look for before you pay for that house. I mean, when you now move in, what's the first thing you're now looking for? You have brought your
the extra water you're looking
unpacked.
For.
Troublesome neighbors.
Okay.
She's
you,
a woman.
You get the hint.
Those troublesome ones that as you're entering,
I too know.
You, I'll just go and shake them. Good morning. My name is Mayen. How are you doing? I'll make friends with them so that when I enter, it's easy for me to flow.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine.
That's what I look for.
All right. Mayen, thank
and
you.
And I also, there's one other thing. I also look for the babas of the they call them area fathers. Pay homage and say, I'm coming, I'm already in your compound or your environment.
Ah.
And we be friends.
Smart, smart.
Okay, well, Mayen, that's a smart move. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. All right, thank you. It's really incredible. You know, sometimes you have to know who the babegba or Baba Egba, or whatever they call it. I do not speak Yoruba. The big man.
Baba Agba.
Baba Agba.
Agba. Baba Agba.
Agbalagba. My Yoruba is crappy.
No, but you're trying. It's not easy.
It's say, really crappy.
Say Baba Agba.
Baba
Agba.
Don't worry, I can get
it. It's British accent. Say it in that list.
Baba Agba. I got it.
What's
all
money.
This?
Hey.
But really, you have to know who the Agbalagbi in the area is. So that way you can say, Oga, I'm here. I'm lawyer. Just in case anything happens, any bad boots, please, I'm going to come see you. But we want to take a few more calls before we wrap this up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, what's happening? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Please turn off your radio. Walk away from it, please.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm coming from away.
All right, go ahead. What will you look out for when you move into a new area?
All right. As a single guy, hello? Hello,
please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. That way you can hear me and I can hear you right back, okay?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, as a single guy, I would look up to like the single ladies around there. You understand? Hello? Hello?
Okay, just be talking. We're hearing you.
Yeah, as a single guy, I would be looking for the single ladies there. But as a married man, I'll look for a place to chill whenever my chicks are my family, my woman, my children, maybe they are.
Excuse me. Did you say that as a married man you're looking for babes? Okay, will you get off my phone now before we fight this morning? What's all this?
Come on, we're not talking about babes now.
What is the meaning of this now? So you say when your family is away.
I'll look for a place to hang out.
This man.
When my woman is giving me maybe problem or stress or something, I'll look for a place to hang out.
Yeah, excuse me. So when your woman is giving you a problem, you don't stay there and sort yourself out. You're looking for where you go and cheat.
I'm telling
we
you.
We shut down all the cheese spots for you.
If you don't understand, that's the secret.
Ah. All the best, all the best. Goodbye. Thank you for calling. God bless you and your cheese spots. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Oh, sorry about that. We did not get that call. But let's just read some messages because we have to go. I think we have just about 30 seconds. Let's go.
Okay, so this one says, what's up, Lagos? First of all, I look for the nearest football viewing center. I scan for the finest girls and they were going joint.
Dixie, you're my man.
Yeah, no, you guys have something in common.
Yeah.
But all the guys are looking
everybody
for the
likes
finest
girls. My friend. Let's go. Next.
Next person says, my name is Desmond. Okay, this one says, I look out for the secure place and how close the place is to the nearest bus stop.
Okay, well, that's good. Good. All right. We want to say thank you for all your messages and all your contributions. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. I'll take you to
Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Right here.
Yeah. Feel good.
Lataro, my people, hustle Lataro.
Lataro is since morning. Hope you know that.
Yeah. Yes, well, have we not been up since morning?
Of course we have.
We're hustling. Lagos, Lagosians don't sleep, I must tell you. We hustle lateral. Sherry, please, don't be angry. All right, 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Let's go into our conversation for today. I need everybody's attention, okay? Are you listening? Come closer. Come. Increase the volume. Leave it there. So, I like to gist
me.
So, somebody posted on social media recently about heartaches and breakups and people who used to swindle women or men, as the case may be. And she said, I'd like to, you know, quote her exactly. She said, I think we should be able to sue people in the dating scene, like for time wasted, for like emotional stress, and misleading or propaganda.
There is something like that.
And she said, by the time you go to jail for 2 months or for like three different babes, you guys will calm down.
Of course, yes.
Then a guy responds, because you see, on the streets of Twitter, there's bass and there's booze.
And there's bass.
And so this other guy now replies and says, ah, we have to sue girls with more than one man in their life. By the time they go to jail for like 10 months for 10 different guys, their body go calm down. Help us to debate this. Eh? So we're asking a question this morning. Because you see, it's not necessarily about a guy or a lady. It's the battle of the sexes. Just as the men cheat, the women cheat also.
Definitely.
Yesterday, somebody was telling me that, you know, someone who's way younger than me was saying that he's open to for me to be sugar mommy.
Oh, wow. I like your respect, though.
And I said, I have not achieved that level yet. I don't think I will.
But somebody actually sees potentials in you.
I'm never going to do that. Never. Be a cougar. Never.
Okay.
Anyway, and I said, oh, so this is a thing? And he said, well, yeah, I mean, don't you think that it's... I just said, no, we're not having
how
this conversation.
How old is this person, though?
At least 13 years younger than me.
Wow. It's the nerve. Audacity. Temerity.
It's the nerves for me, yes. But anyway, we're asking this morning, those of you who are listening, should people be sued in the dating scene? Now, if you're going into dating, like Steve Harvey's daughter, who now makes men sign MOUs.
You
say
MOUs? Or
no, no, no. Sorry, not MOUs.
Non-disclosure.
NDAs. Non-disclosure agreements. So,
agreements, yes.
Whatever you see in this relationship, if it's pepe, if it's shege, if it's good, if it's bad, it stays here only. It's not for the public, it's not for the streets of Twitter, nor is it for the streets of Instagram. Yes. So, I mean, should we start doing stuff like that? Because again, people will say, oh, it's not natural, it's not flowing, it seems a bit forced. You know, if I say, so, okay, you love me, I love you, so we want a date, yeah? Okay, so this is my NDA, and if you must be in a relationship with me, you must sign this NDA.
Well,
and
that's how it's going to,
and that's how we're going to roll. And you see, I'm a very beautiful girl, and, you know, I can love you, I can do whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? But we got to sign this, because you see, if we post on social media, you approve, I approve. You know, nothing will be done outside. Like, you can't just go rogue. My dear, will you do it? And again, if you do break my heart, for some reason you're cheating or you're sidestepping or you're deep dipping outside of the relationship,
timing.
Mm, you will be sued, and you might just earn yourself a 2 month or 3 month jail term. And if you are doing more than two girls, as if you're a guy, you're having more than two girls, then you serve 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And for the girls that have
10
sugar daddies, you've got your main boyfriend, you have your side boy, and you have the one
backup
that you,
plan.
And the backup plan that you knock boots with. You do 3 3 3 3 times 4 is how much?
That's what professional.
I didn't mean to laugh, but sincerely, this is a very serious conversation. A lot of people have suffered heartbreaks. People have become suicidal. People have become, you know, have developed clinical depression as a result of breakups or relationship, you know, trauma. And so this young lady is proposing something very intelligent. And the guy is concurring, but he's saying, even for the ladies who are causing the men this kind of harm and trauma, everybody go to jail. Do you agree? And if you don't agree, give us your reasons. If you do agree, please give us your reasons. It's a great conversation. We're not joking. On a serious note, if you have had breakfast served at dinner, you'd know what I mean. But for those who do not understand, if they've broken your heart in pieces and send you text to break up, you know what I mean. And if they didn't even send you text, they just ghosted you.
Invited you over to dinner.
They ghosted you.
We will have grand breakfast.
They ghosted you. You know what I'm saying? Or they told you that they were going to Ibadan for a field trip, and then you see them.
Well, Marianne, did you hear about the guy that broke up with his girlfriend using a saxophonist? Like, he sent her the saxophonist over.
I'm breaking up with you, banana.
And then after that, they gave her a note. She was just like, oh my God, and she opens and like, it's over.
Ah, I'm breaking up with you, banana. That's emotional damage. So really, for stuff like that, would you advocate for suing people who, you know, cause this kind of problematic ends or breakups in relationship? Let's talk on a serious note. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. You can join the conversation if you're a lady, because this table is both male and female. 01465 7190 01465 7190. That's only for the ladies. You can tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We have a post up there, so you can just, you know, put your tweet right under that post that we put up on Twitter and on Facebook. So go to facebook.com/NigeriaInfoFM Lagos. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. Should we be suing people in the dating scene? Will it help people to calm down? Hello, good morning. Oh dear, so sorry. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Everybody's now calling now. The phone lines are jammed. Also, you can join the conversation on Skype or wherever you're listening to us from, and be part of the conversation. We want to hear from you. Should we start suing people, whether it be male, whether it be female, on the dating scene?
Dating scene.
Should NDAs also be introduced? For example, if you know you're a public figure, no matter how small, you can be class A, B, C, and you want your privacy to stay private, would you want to, you know, introduce non-disclosures or watertight?
I hope people in situationships are not even included in these things.
No, if it's a situationship, it's a situationship. You chose it. It's your cross. You carry it. I don't think so. It's a situationship. So we're not... A situationship is non-emotional. It's more like you guys know what you're doing.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Are you in a situationship, honey?
Are you?
I asked the question. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Go, go, go.
Yes.
No. Give me the WhatsApp Lagos.
Is it passcode?
We're not going to take this call, though. You have to give us WhatsApp Lagos. Oh, yeah.
Drop energy. Let's go.
WhatsApp Lagos.
No.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. Okay. The topic that you are discussing.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to say is that anybody that goes into a relationship has a mission, has a purpose for going into it. And whether you're a man or you're a woman, your purpose of going to a relationship is basically yours. So the other party has no right to dictate for you what your purpose should be. The other party has the right to say his or her own purpose. And somebody making somebody do this, somebody making somebody sign this, it's not tenable. Nobody is forced. if they ask you to sign.
But the guy who's giving you the NDA could also say, well, I'm not forcing you to be in this relationship. You want to be in a relationship. I want to be in a relationship, but I want to protect our privacy.
You take a walk. That's what I'm saying. You take
a
walk.
Yeah, so it's open. And they're saying, because I don't want Wahala down the line.
Yes, exactly. So you cannot accept that and turn around to complain about it. If he says, if you want to be in a relationship with me, this is the way you will do. You abide by it if you want. If you don't want, you take a walk.
Okay, I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling. So if we were to introduce NDAs into relationships, you would have to pick and choose. But you know how you are. You're like head over heels in love with this person, and maybe you tried so hard to get the person, and then you get the person. How do you tell your guys that love of my life is taking a walk because I don't want to sign NDA? An NDA doesn't necessarily, it might not be that it's a gun to your head. Let's be civil and if we must break up, then we'll do it the most civil way.
But it also looks like you're preparing for the worst.
But what about other things that need to stay private? Because you see, people, they break each other's privacies every day on social media. And when it's love and sweeting and everybody while taking pictures and posting PJs, and then one day you now come and start doing Instagram live for me. You see, marry your friend, though. You know now.
That's the caption you used for the first PJ you guys posted.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Chester Live, good morning.
Chester Live.
I want to sing for you for 30 seconds.
Hey, I'm going to let us go.
Okay.
Okay.
That's you.
Comrade, thank you.
The person for trying to truncate and blaspheme and hypocritize you. But you yourself that want to see somebody, you yourself know what you go post. If anybody truncate and rubbish me, yes, I have the right to see the person. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, comrade. I think he's one of the most interesting callers in Nigeria.
That's Koboko, right?
Koboko Utale, aka That's Tale. Anyway, if you're just joining us, we're asking. Now, somebody on Twitter gave a very, very interesting response. For him, it's a shocker. He's saying, what exactly do you mean by, suing someone for, in a relationship? Why sue someone for time wasting in a relationship? It's nuts, he says. But you see, time wasting is a thing. You know, I've seen people say he promised to marry me. We've been engaged for 9 years.
You can actually sue
for that. I remember a story I talked about years ago on the radio. This lady called in and said she dated him for 9 years, right from uni. And then he promised that he was going to marry her. And she's had about 6 abortions for him. And then one day he wakes up and says, you know, I'm no longer feeling it. I'm getting married to someone else.
What?
Exactly. So what do you do in that case? What should we be? I mean, again, we're not saying that people must be sued, but this is a conversation and a debate that has been brought up by this guy and the lady. And they're saying, for those women who can't stay with one man, for those guys who cannot, you know, they say you can't eat one soup because it can be boring, half time.
You can't watch one channel.
Okay, we go to the different JTMs. Understand me? Hey, join the conversation. Should we be suing people for emotional damage, for trauma, for lying, for horrible breakups like the one that they brought Panana and then now told her it's over?
I want to announce to you that we are finally over.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation on WhatsApp with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. It is actually up on our Twitter handle, so just go type your tweet right under it. We'd like to hear from you, and it's also on Facebook, so go on our Facebook page, Nigerian for Lagos, post there. We'd like to hear from you. Should this happen, would it in any way deter the kind of gangsterism that, because the streets are slippery right now, if you ask me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, Maryam.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yay. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. What's the name of your co-host?
She's Info Girl.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, what I want to... My name is Ejan calling.
All right.
Yeah. So what I want to contribute in this is, you know, all this NDA,
NDA, non-disclosure agreements.
All those agreements. What about the one that God gave to us? They misuse that one. Is it this one they want to keep?
So you know, marriage is totally different from the dating. So we're talking about the dating scene here. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're not married yet, and you know all the drama that happens. So you have one girlfriend in Nikota, you have one in Lekki, you have another one in Surulere.
I know what I'm saying, all those SLVs around, everybody knows that, but most of them are flirting always. They don't even know how to keep those ones. Is it this one they want to keep?
Yeah.
All those things, prison, they create more prison for them.
Okay, so we
congested. Honestly, those were it doesn't mean anything for them.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for calling. So really, the people who say, I mean, in some climes, actually, I think that you can actually sue for emotional abuse because some laws allow for you, you know. So there's a step by step, that you can follow for a civil case, you know, to sue a person if you've been emotionally abused during a relationship. But that falls in the category of
abuse.
Mm-hmm. So you need to have a very watertight case. And maybe messages and stuff to show that you were emotionally abused. But then we're talking about cheating and breakups and...
But cheating can actually cause emotional abuse, isn't it?
Well, true. And some people say propaganda, like, you know? The lady.
I know one that actually sued her boyfriend when she found out that he had a wife.
That's worthy of suing, mm-hmm. because you know you can't be misleading me.
She was deceived by him.
Exactly, you can't be misleading me and thinking I'm telling everybody, oh, that's my boyfriend,
and then, the wife actually knew about it. Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of taking
money from her and doing stuff and taking care of their kid, and then she found out she was.
She was their sugar mommy.
Kind of. Funny thing, she's not even sugar mommy standard. She was just in love.
That's advanced free fraud, please. That she was scammed, man. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Good Where are you morning. Calling from?
You have to share, but I'm calling from Ijeododo.
Ijeododo. What's that?
Yeah. Ijeododo is around the Jegu area. That's near Ikotun.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Do you think that suing should come to play in the dating scene? And just like the last caller, do you think the jail cells will be filled completely?
Yes, because we have deviated from the original purpose of marriage. You know, many people, including young people, are jumping into it. They're having boyfriend and girlfriend. So if you go by that way, you have the prison filled up. Yes. People who are not even supposed to start a relationship, they're into it. So that is why we see the breakups. And besides, you mentioned before about signing NDA. I think that will become mechanical.
Exactly, it will seem a bit forced, right? But some people, it works. It could work for some people, don't you think?
Probably, but if we allow the Lord of love written in our hearts to guide us
But I'm so sorry to talk over you, but you see, there are people who say there's a lot of love where the first one came from. I got love for everybody.
I'm mama lover. Signing.
I'm daddy lover. You know, I'm a Casanova. What are you talking about?
And it's all still love when you're signing the NDA, because...
Well, you know why I'm saying so?
Uh-huh. Please tell us.
We have an example in the Bible where such love existed.
But not everybody is a Christian.
Even if you are not a Christian, the person is doing himself a harm if he refuses to take what the Bible is saying.
Okay. All right.
Because the Bible is a book for all mankind.
Okay.
Now, the example I want to cite is this. It's about Joseph and Mary.
We don't have time. You have 60 seconds, but you have already used it. So I'm going to let you go. But thank you very much for calling, all right? But then every single person is not a Christian, and they might not necessarily believe in the God that you believe in. Mm-hmm. But then love is universal. So, and then respect is also universal. So if we do say that we love a person, then you need to come alongside respect. Now, if you do respect me, then you should be able to work things out with me, or tell me in the most decent, let me down easy, then send me a note with the paranara guy and say, we're done. Or send me a text message and say, it's not you, it's me.
I'll take you to your fancy dinner and see breaking news to you.
And then hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes. This is Adishola from Lekki. First time caller.
First time caller.
Hey. It's my birthday.
How old are you now?
Happy birthday.
I just said, let me try and call. He's been hindering me to call today. I said, no, today. I have to call today. That's
happy birthday, darling. Happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
So should we be suing people for all of the heartbreaks and heartaches and all the drama that we've been experiencing?
Well,
most men and women.
I'm guilty of that.
Hey! You are going to jail. Guilty.
Wait,
remand
guilty,
and custody.
Guilty of what, really?
I'm at guilty break. Of serving Sue. Breakfast.
Aha, auntie, last. You are going to jail.
So why did you sue?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't sue. You actually gave somebody the breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you should be sued then.
That. Yes, but I don't like to go to jail.
So you're serving something that you cannot hit. That's not good. It's not good.
He didn't fear.
I've changed.
This is what you're going to tell the judge. My lordship, I've changed. I'm a changed man. You can ask Marianne.
Go and prove it to us in jail.
Yeah, just say, my lord, I not dead yet. I travel. But thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Well, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back after that break, we'll wrap up on this side of the conversation. We're asking, should people be sued in the dating scene, especially when they sell you this kind of, you know, they tell you that they're going to do this and that and this and that, and they keep assuring you and reassuring you within the relationship, even when they're cheating or doing stuff that they're not supposed to do. Should we be doing that? Somebody proposed 3 months per... Per wahala, per emotional trauma. But we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Lagos, 32 minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up, Lagos?
Yeah.
This is Lagos's best conversation. And we have a few more minutes on the clock. We're talking about suing in the relationship scene. Yes, because you see, a lot of damage have come about, you know. And on a serious note, a lot of people have become suicidal. Some people have developed clinical depression. Some people have resorted to self-harm. Some people have really gone cuckoo. Like they're camping outside the person's house like, but you say you love me. That's cray cray. And some people have suffered all kinds of trauma as a result of, you know, bad breakups and bad relationships and lying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm asking this morning, should we be suing people because of these things? All right. Should we be able to sue people for whether it be emotional trauma, heartbreaks, like the girl said, propaganda, having more than one babe or guy in the relationship and lying, you know, sometimes bringing a love child. See? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you date a person for so long and you thought you knew everything about them, and then one day he shows up and says, "This, I have a 13-year-old kid."
Wow.
What?
13.
What?
Not one.
Exactly. So, but if this was to be a thing, would you subscribe to it? And has anyone hurt you or and you feel the need that they should pay for it? Would you subscribe to, you know, having to sue them? Or NDAs, are you open to NDAs, signing non-disclosure agreements, like Lori Harvey, that's Steve Harvey's daughter, who has now decided to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements in relationships, so you don't post if we both don't agree on it, and then whatever happens in this relationship stays in this relationship. It's not for the streets of Twitter, neither is it for the public. 0700-993-993-993 is the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993, and if you're a lady, call 01465 7190 or tweet at Nigeria Info. We have a post up that would like to hear from you. But then we got WhatsApp messages.
Yeah, this person says, "What's up, Lagos? If this ever sees the light, lasso, all lands shall be converted to prisons. The dating scene is a family affair now." And this one says that, "Good morning, Marianne. Happy New Year. Suing for time wasted is not nice at all. I mean, an eye for an eye will make the world to go blind. Besides, it takes two people to waste each other's time." Bride from PH.
Great. All right, we're going back to the phone lines. Let's hear what you have to say. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Turn off your radio, please. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hey, hey, cheers to life. Hey, somebody has energy today.
Have you eaten this morning?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
Happy New Year, my people.
Happy New Year to you. What's your name, sir?
For this matter, I just put my sharp because I did drive.
Okay.
This two MBT, they say, make whether they go to the soup. See, now two, I get my friend now, we just break up now after three weeks wedding. He and this girl don't date for like 6 years.
6 years?
For like 6 years, both of them don't date. They just do marriage like last December, this December we just passed.
Uh-huh.
You know, every 3 weeks, they just break up, like they don't do it again.
Are you serious? So after like, 3 weeks?
Yeah, they dated for like 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So, during that period of that dating, maybe they are not staying together. This one is staying in Owerri, the other one is staying in
okay,
Abuja.
Okay, long distance. Mm-hmm.
2 days coming, 3 days coming. So, that kind of situation now, who do you want to sue? Do you want to sue the girl for wasting the time of the boy? Do you want to sue the boy for wasting the time of the girl? So, it's the two sides. So, you cannot let them be seeing people for wasting time. If you want to waste your time, for me, you understand. So that is how it is. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Very interesting. Long distance relationships. You never really know a person, even when you live with them.
Stupefied.
No, but it happens. It happens. So it's all about how long, it's how well.
Mm.
You know, so you could, just like I said, the lady who dated this guy for 9 years, she's had 6 abortions, and then he promised he was going to marry her. But my dear, see, sweetie, what's all that? And why were you doing that? And then now he says, oh,
promise
well,
of marriage.
Oh, that has a little stint of, you know, desperation, you know, sprinkled all over it. But it's not, who am I to, you know, judge?
I mean, what do I
think? Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, 6, honey, what were you thinking? Where's your mother? Hmm? And who are your parents? Yes, I'm judgy right now, but really. And then he wakes up and says, you know, honey, this is not working, so...
I've lost interest.
Yeah, I'm going to get married to somebody else and it's next week. How about that?
That's what
that?
He said? Or you just...
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But I mean, I've also seen that a girl was dating this nice guy in Abuja and they were dating, you know. And then one morning he wakes up and drops some money on the counter and tells her to, you know, the... What's it called? The dresser. And tells her to go get a dress. We're going to a wedding today. Mm-hmm. Guess whose wedding it was?
Their wedding.
His wedding.
No, that's not true. Come
I'm not
on.
Even playing. Real life. What is this? Real life.
No, that kind of person should be sued. That's the kind of person that should be sued.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
Why are people... So when you see people act a little cray-cray and, you know, sometimes never really get over certain relationships and they don't trust people anymore, it stems from stuff like this. But then many questions have to be asked. Did you do research on this uncle? Or are you just love and your eyes
that's
are
just... That's a psychopath. Something has to be wrong with him. Because why would you do something like that? We're in a relationship.
People do it.
Kick me to your wedding.
But girls do it.
No, but they don't invite you to the wedding.
They
do.
Sometimes send you an ivy. Ha. Auntie, what a man can do, a woman can do better. Have you forgotten?
Oh, wow.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
The prophetess.
Hey, the prophetess is friend.
The king of king prophetess.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Same wait, to you. Here? This is the queen of Sheba.
The prophet has traveled, has not come back yet.
Has left his queen of Sheba.
No, he can't leave you. The job for a temporary kiss the mother and the father.
Okay.
Arrangement for the big day.
Okay.
You know what?
Yes.
People that spend too much time with the opposite sex,
He said this is a deliberate wickedness because justice delay is justice denied. And for someone to deliberately toil or someone else feeling because you see that person is dancing to your tune is unforgivable sin. So a man should be aware of that because they want to take advantage of women that are patient with their love.
Mm.
And many men have ended up being destitute because of that. Because any cause rendered through such a relationship, it will surely work. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
So I will want to advise ladies, if you have spent 1 year, it's enough to know the person do or don't. So it may not be necessarily that you have to be there with the man. The purpose of CID as in a police station or in the police law is not only for cases. It's all, you can pay a CID to go and investigate that man.
Hmm.
Yeah, when, assuming you are here in Lagos now and the person has Enugu, there are police stations there. The person, a policeman here, will give signal and give the person detail of what you want. Only it may take you a little money. So they will monitor that man and study him and then give you the feedback.
Wow.
They are able to do that earnestly without you even going there.
Mm.
Yeah, my daughter, one of my daughters wants to marry a white man. I told him to give me his profile.
She said she wanted to marry what?
A white man here in Nigeria.
Okay.
So I told the white man, give me your profile and your background in your place at Germany. That I will contact a policeman here to get a policeman over there because they are interconnected now. That was all. He never come back again.
Mm. But do you think that does all the work though? Like if you do all of that, get people to, you know, investigate the person, is that enough work to get to know the person?
The police know how to get somebody. They are trained in that.
Hmm.
They can be even be eating with you. You don't know they are getting at you.
Okay, so that's better than getting an NDA, right?
Getting a what?
A non-disclosure agreement. That's better, right?
Yeah, it's better because you don't need to waste your time and hoping against hope. Because when you may get there, the police will know the anger. He will know certain things you will not know as a woman. If you can manage with that, it will tell you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So even when they are here in Lagos,
mm-hmm.
you don't have time. Maybe as you are in Niger, I'm in Festac.
Yeah.
You can still employ the service of a policeman or area boy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, good morning. Oh, I think we lost that one. Make it back. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling
good
from?
Morning.
Tell us what you think.
Miriam on the line.
Yeah.
Miriam Bosa!
What's up?
What's going on?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Perspective now. My name is Ralph Mieno. I'm coming from VGC.
Hi, Ralph.
Anytime. I've never called you before.
Oh, yeah. First time caller. Yay!
Listen, Miriam.
Okay.
Anytime I listen to you, I feel like climbing the wall like Spider-Man and screaming atop the Empire State Building in America.
Oh my God.
Your voice is so chocolatey.
It was.
I don't understand it.
Chocolatey man.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just like Superman now. I'm Superman. It's as if I've encountered kryptonite.
I'm blocking. Oh my God. Thank you.
Can I ask you a poser?
Yes,
so the
please.
The poser I want to ask Mira right now.
Okay.
And she has to be able to deliver the question or the answer. Why do people endorse and cherish SMS? Why do they do that?
SMS
means slow motion suicide.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Slow motion suicide for
wow.
you
okay.
to believe that you can besmirch a woman and get away with it.
We really have to go for a break. Thank you so much for calling.
With Nigeria Info. From the biggest stories, trends, and conversations. Let's talk. Only on Nigeria Info.
till 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have to talk about Citizenship Bay in a bit, and we're going to be joined by our guest here in the studio, Hassan Jazairi. He's the regional director for Citizenship Bay in the United Arab Emirates. So we're trying to establish contact with him, and then he'll be talking to us about Citizenship Bay here in the studio. So we'll be right back after this messages. Ladies, I demand.